Close your eyes and take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body. It could be anywhere in the body. Because when we talk about breath, it's not just the air coming in and out through the nose, but it's the movement of the energy through the body that allows the air to come in, allows it to go out. You can feel that anywhere, wherever it's clearest, most obvious, focus your attention there. And then try to keep it there. Commit yourself to doing this consistently all the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out. This is how we learn about things in the world. We meditate to learn about the mind. So you give the mind something to do and then you stick with it. You commit yourself to it. Then after a while you reflect on the results. If breathing comfortably feels really good, it's a good place to be, well, stay there. If the way you're breathing is not comfortable, you can change it. Or if your mind is preoccupied with other things, you have to tell yourself, this is not the time for those other things. This is the time to develop some good skills inside. Because we need skills in leading our lives. The Buddha said that the beginning of wisdom is the question, what I do, what will lead to my long-term welfare and happiness. When you see something that leads to long-term welfare and happiness, sometimes it's in the short term it may be difficult, but you're willing to put up with the difficulties because you can anticipate that the results will be good. Basically, three things the Buddha recommended as leading to long-term wealth and happiness. First is generosity, your willingness to share what you have with other people. Because you realize that when you give things away, it's not just giving away, you're also getting something in return. You're getting a good state of mind, a spacious state of mind, a compassionate state of mind. It's a mind that's good to be in. It feels good to have that attitude toward yourself and toward others. And goodwill does mean goodwill for yourself and for other people. All too often we see that being kind to other people means being harsh with ourselves or vice versa. It doesn't have to be that way. Because when you're generous, you gain a lot. You're making a trade. The material thing goes out of your hands, but then good qualities of the mind come back. It also creates a sense of harmony within the community when people are sharing with one another. The second thing the Buddha recommended is virtue, like the precepts we took just now. We're not going to harm other beings by killing them, stealing their things, having illicit sex, taking intoxicants, or lying. And that way we also don't harm ourselves either. Because if we give in to these kinds of activities, we develop bad habits of the mind. We become careless, we become callous. And that's not a good mind state to be in. You want the mind state that comes with knowing that you haven't harmed anybody. Because if you know you've harmed somebody, the reaction is either, one, you try to deny it, in which case it's like having a wound with a big callus on it, or you feel really bad about it, which is like an open wound. In either case, it's a hard wound to sit down and to lie down on. It's not a good place to get the mind to settle down. So you want your mind to be without wounds. At the same time, you have that sense of self-honor, knowing that you don't stoop down to harm other people, no matter for what the reason. Because all too many people in the world throw away their honor, they throw away their virtue. To gain what? Status, wealth. But these things are empty. These things don't last. And they're actually bad for you in many ways. So you want to develop the sense of your self-worth, that you can't be bought. If someone gives you $1 million to lie, but you say, no, I won't take that, it means you have a precept that's worth more than $1 million. That's something you want to protect. And finally, goodwill. Wishing for the happiness of all beings, realizing that if we all work on happiness inside, because that's where the true source of happiness is, it's going to be good for us, it's going to be good for other beings as well. Because when you have your inner resources developed, ways of making yourself happy, simply by sitting or breathing comfortably, and doing other harmless things like being generous and being virtuous, other people benefit too. When you think about their happiness, you realize their happiness will have to come from their actions, so you hope that they understand the causes of true happiness and be willing and able to act on them. If we had a society where everybody looked for happiness in these three ways, it'd be a really happy society. But the fact that there are some people, at least, who look for happiness in generosity, virtue, and goodwill is what makes the human life, the human world, a livable world, a place where we can stay with a sense of security, with a sense of being that it's worth being here. So we not only are good to ourselves by searching for happiness in these ways, but we're good to the world. That kind of happiness is the best kind. It doesn't create boundaries. It doesn't create divisions. The happiness is based on gaining wealth, gaining status, gaining praise, gaining sensual pleasures. That creates divisions, because one side gains, another side has to lose. And losers are not going to be happy. This is why there's so much divisiveness in the world right now, because people are not generous, they're not virtuous, they don't have goodwill for one another. But the way the world is up to the world. The way we are is up to us. This is our responsibility. We can look for happiness in these ways. Now we know we're harmless. We know we're happy. We're responsible in our search for happiness. That's a gift to ourselves, and it's a gift to the world at large.